You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Then it's time for our korero with Arahi about the new single, We've Seen Better Days. Morena, Arahi, how you doing?
Good, Zach. I'm good, thank you.
Nice, nice, nice. I hear you're up in Tamaki at the moment. Just got back from doing some shows in the Hawke's Bay.
Yeah, I went home for, was supposed to be a day, but ended up staying for over a week, which is usually how it goes, you know.
Mm-hmm. What are your top, I've never been to the Hawke's Bay, so I can't say, what are your top favourite things to do there? Food places, clothing places, shopping, whatever.
Well, that's why I stayed so long, is because there were, we just put gigs on, we just put shows on since I was there. That's really my favourite thing to do there, is put shows, because, well, there's nothing like doing a home show, you know?
It's totally.
Super supportive and fun.
Mm-hmm. Good to see mum and dad in the crowd.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Are there many, like, big attractions in the Hawke's Bay? Have you got a zoo? I've never been there, I have no idea.
Okay, well, yeah. All the boring tourist stuff, like, you know, they love to shout about the wineries and boring things like that. But, no, I shouldn't say boring. You know, people love that, and they're good places to play as well. But I don't know if everyone says this about their hometown, but I always think it's so underrated musically. There's like great players there, like, and I'm even coming to Auckland, I miss those players and how great they are, even amongst the you know, pros in Auckland. So I think it's massively underrated musically, artistically, maybe.
Oh, it makes you wonder why people stay in those places and not venture forward, but other people have different plans for their life, and that's okay.
It's different priorities, you know.
Exactly. We're here to talk about your new single, what, newish, I guess you could say, because it came out in July, 1st of July. It's called We've Seen Better Days. Have you seen the 2019 Chinese crime drama film Better Days?
Yeah, it's actually what I wrote the song. No, I have no idea what that is.
I like to psych people out sometimes. Came out on July the 1st. How's the reception been?
Good. It's a pretty sad song.
It is.
It's weird because people are like, they usually don't, they don't really say, oh, I loved your new single. It's just usually either like, I cried to your new song, or your new song is really sad, or just comments like that, but in a nice way. So
yeah, it helps, like, people.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe help people confront some stuff. But I've enjoyed putting it out there. It's my first bit of solo music for a reasonable amount of time. It's been a little while.
Yeah. I was going to say, the video for it is the second video I could find on YouTube, an official music video of yours. It's quite a departure from your previous music video for the track Te Toko Turu, which is a hard rock waiata featuring a sort of Stevie Wonder-esque type beat to the song. For this video, you recruited Sports Team Films, who are a film and music video production company based in Tamaki. What about Sports Team gave you the inclination that they could translate your vision into the gorgeous music video that it is?
Well, before meeting them, I'd seen stuff, not realizing that it was them working on it, and thinking, wow, that's like, it was a good sort of yardstick of like what I wanted to do. And then finding out that all those things that I liked, all those music videos I'd liked, or films that I'd liked, they'd actually come up with. And then also meeting them, and they're, you know, the most lovely people ever. So yeah, it was less about like, oh, I know they can technically make a cool video. It was more, it's always about people, I guess. But they understood it really well as well.
Well, I mean, the video captures a real good, like, sinking feeling you get when a relationship ends, and you reminisce on the old times with a kind of distorted positive lens. Was this your direction, or was this more of a Sports Team thing, or was it more somewhere in between?
It's pretty in between. I But I sort of came to them with a reasonably fully formed idea of, you know, this guy walking the same route, but at different times in his life or whatever, mm. and seeing those differences. And, that process can change, maybe. Mm. Yeah.
And
but mostly like, I think I had that pretty fully formed, even when writing the song, maybe. Like, this sort of always happens together, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Very holistic kind of creation.
Mm.
Was the idea to have, you know, you walking around with the quite dark lighting and then the flashback to the relationship, was that your idea as well?
Yeah, that's sort of like the main gist is really punching in that idea of the better days that we have seen, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to touch on that for a second, because when a good thing ends, for whatever reason, it's pretty easy to romanticize and look back nostalgically on good times. How do you kind of ensure that you don't get trapped in that mode, in that headspace, and how do you ensure that you maybe look towards the future in a more salient, secure way?
Well, I'm not like a perfect person, so I probably don't.
What? I just wonder if you had any kind of tricks.
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm probably, if anything, I'm probably very guilty of doing that in a very unhealthy way. but I imagine it's just, I mean, just, it'll just be focusing forward, you know,
mm.
and not so much, I mean, yeah, as long as when you look back, it's not weighing you down, then I guess you're on the right track.
Totally. I think for me, it's a matter of also reminding myself that whenever in the past that I've overly romanticized previous relationships, it's like, you got to remember that they weren't all pristine and peaches and rainbows. There were a lot of bad times, a lot of awkward times, you know, because that's a relationship is everything. Good and the bad.
Yeah. That's heavy, man.
Yeah, very heavy chat for a Wednesday morning. I've got one last question here for you. Do you have any upcoming shows in Ōtepoti or the South Island in general?
I don't. It's so hard to get down there. And, you know, I wish it were easier. But it's on the list, and I want to do some shows across the country this summer, and with all the various projects that I'm a part of, maybe I'll end up there in another capacity, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hopefully see you down here relatively soon. I actually like that wasn't the last question. You mentioned that this is your first song that you put out in solo capacity in quite a while. Can we expect to see some more music from you?
Yeah, I mean, that's the plan. When it really gets down to it, there's so many variables and boring things that aren't actually music, but
what about admin?
Admin, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the plan.
Cool.
There's heaps of songs and they'll come out one way or another
Can you tease any dates?
I want something this summer. Another single this summer, I reckon.
Cool. Well, hopefully when that comes out, we'll have you on again for a yarn.
Awesome. I'd love that.
Alrighty. Thank you very much. Take care, man.
Thanks, man.
Cool. That was Arahi talking about his new song. We've seen Better Days, which you can find all over the internet, in particular on streaming services. It is now 10:13 here on Radio 1. This is The Breakfast Show. This is Arahi. Up next, Melon Streaming. Ka kite.
Was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.